The fallout is continuing for Target a day after the news that the company's 1,797 stores were hit by the country's largest ever credit card breach. A class action lawsuit was filed last night by a California shopper, the first in what lawyers expect to be a torrent of similar suits. In addition, Target is likely to be subject to fines by card issuers for noncompliance with payment card security standards, and banks may try to recoup money from Target if thieves end up using those stolen credit cards to buy things. So what does the future hold for Target? Howard Davidowitz is founder of Davidowitz & Associates, a consulting firm specializing in the retail industry. He's with us from New York. Howard, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, it seems like this could not have come at a worse time for Target. This is right before Christmas.
Oh, it's terrible, and Target is facing other problems. Their earnings are down, their guidance is down, their Canadian expansion, of course, runovers have been enormous. They've got problems there. And here you are at the peak shopping time, and Target's whole promotional effort is geared at this red card credit and debit products where people get another 5% off. It's a loyalty program. It's huge for them. It's central to their business. So for Target, this is very bad news.
Well, I want to get to that card because I think that's a really interesting part of this story. But first, let's talk about how they've responded to this. Let's listen here to a Target customer. This is Randy Burkhalter in Lubbock, Texas, talking about his reaction to getting a warning email from Target.
So far, I guess an email is nice, but it's kind of shocking to hear 40 million accounts have been hacked. It kind of makes me weary to go to Target for a little while.
Howard, a lot of people complaining about Target's response to this. What do you make of it?
The worst thing you can do on a response is not get all the information out immediately, if not sooner, with total credibility. Target is a very credible, honorable company, and that's their record, but I think they dropped the ball a little bit here because they were not prompt with getting the information out, and that's real bad because you lose credibility.
What should they have done?
The second they found out about it, which apparently from what I hear and from what I see is days ago, a week and a half ago, they should have instantly alerted people to this. Apparently they didn't and muddled around a little bit. I think that was a bad mistake.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the legal fallout here. The first suit, as we said, was filed last night by a California shopper who's seeking damages. She also wants the court to explore whether Target unreasonably delayed in notifying the affected customers, as
that's
we were just talking about.
Right.
There are other lawsuits expected. How much money are we talking about here? And is Target, do you think, likely to be found guilty in these lawsuits?
I don't know who will be guilty. In the TJX, which was the last huge one that I recall, which involved 9 or 10 other retailers.
That was in 2007.
Yeah, TJX, of course, TJX, a total of about $100 million in total.
Wow.
This one is much larger. Here there is a critical issue relating to the three-digit security code, what we call the CVV codes. Now, there's all kinds of regulations that these codes are not supposed to be stored, how they're supposed to be handled, because this is critical. It now appears that these codes were not handled correctly by Target, and they were stored, and therefore open to theft. If that's the case, that will be very bad, because there are rules and regulations on security on this, and if Target mishandled this, this will be bad stuff.
Was there any, you mentioned the TJX case, TJX is the owner of TJ Maxx stores.
Right.
Was there any permanent fallout in that case? Because it does seem like TJ Maxx is doing okay now, right?
No, there was no permanent fallout. By the way, I don't think there'll be permanent fallout here. These are great companies, well known to customers, huge penetration in the marketplace. And no, will this permanently damage Target? It will not. But I think it will damage them in the short term, particularly the first quarter of next year and next year, because they themselves are reducing their guidance. The main problem for Target is the shrinking middle class. You know, we've gone from a median family income in 5 years from $57,000 to $51,000. One out of six Americans in poverty, one out of six 1 inch away from poverty. You know, we're 77% of new jobs are part-time poverty wage jobs. We got a lot of stuff going on in the economy that has not been good for Walmart, the largest retailer on the planet Earth, and Target and Sears and Penny's and many others. The middle class is shrinking. Target appeals to those customers. Those stores that appeal to those customers are under lots of stress.
All right. You mentioned the Target credit card. And this is, you know, everybody that goes to a store knows these days you go in there and the first thing they ask you when you buy something is, would you like to sign up for the company credit card? Now, how big of a deal is it if this is related to credit cards and people say, OK, I'll still go to Target because I like Target, but I'm not signing up for that company credit card? How much of a problem would that be for Target?
I think it's good. The whole thing is a problem, but I do think people recognize this is the world in which we live, to be honest with you. I mean, this happens frequently. We're living in a different world. Look, the federal government is hacking into everybody's information, for goodness sake, and they lied to Congress about it. I mean, I watched the testimony. So that, this is the world in which we live. There's a lot of stuff going on with technology and hacking, including by our government. So, and I think people have sort of accepted it, and Target is a credible company. I think they'll probably have to replace who knows how many millions of cards, and it's going to be very costly in litigation and everything else. But I think at the end of the day, Target will go forward, and I, you know, let the buyer beware. People have to be aware and very careful with their credit card. The worst is debit cards, because when there's a mistake with a credit card and you watch your account, you haven't paid any money. You call up, but you haven't paid the money. With debit cards, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because with debit cards, they took your money. Now you have to get your money back, and I believe possession is 9/10 of the law. I think people are going to be a little more careful getting these debit cards because they're always assured everything is perfect by the banks. I don't think they're so perfect. And now it's going to take you a long time to get your money back.
Yeah.
As opposed to a credit card.
Well, and you know, it's happened to me a couple of times. Sure. I've had my credit card number stolen, and you're right. It's a lot easier when it's your credit card. You call the company and they say, oh, sure, we'll put the money back, than if it's your debit card.
Exactly.
Howard Davidowitz, always interesting to have you on the show. Founder of Davidowitz & Associates, which consults for the retail industry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And let us know if you have been a victim of this. If you've shopped at Target during the period, those 3 weeks from November into mid-December, let us know at hereandnow.org. And what are you going to do? Are you going to go back to Target? Are you going to shop only with cash?
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.